The subject that's on my heart this morning is the importance of the name of God and the importance of us calling on the name of the Lord. If you will, turn in your Bibles first to Genesis chapter 4. Sometimes I think people just concentrate on one or two verses in the Bible on any particular subject, and that's all they know about, that's all they think about. I think that's true of the subject of calling on the name of the Lord. Probably the most quoted verse of Scripture is, "Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved." But I want you to know that in all ages of the world, there have been people of God who have been calling on the name of the Lord and didn't have anything at all to do with going to heaven when you die. And I want us to look at the name of the Lord, the importance of the name of the Lord, and look at calling on the name of the Lord. In Genesis chapter 4, the last verse of Scripture in that chapter, Genesis 4 and verse 26, the Word of God says, "And to Seth, to him also there was born a son, and he called his name Enos. Then began men to call upon the name of the Lord." This was the beginning. The Bible says, "Then began men to call upon the name of the Lord." Now, as we study the Bible, we find that God is known by a lot of different names. The one that is mentioned most of the time, at least in the Old Testament, is Yahweh. And Yahweh, and I may not pronounce that exactly right, but as I pronounce some of the names of God that God was known by, I just want you to know that these are some names that God was known by, and these are the names that many of the people of God have called on God. When they called on God, they would say they would be calling on Yahweh and praying for Yahweh God to help them and bless them. Let me interject this. God's name is not and has never been Muhammad or Buddha or any of the other false gods of this world. When we talk about calling on the name of the Lord, we're talking about calling on the name of the one true and living God, the God of heaven and earth, the one that spoke this world into existence. So one of the names of God is Yahweh. Another name, we sing this sometimes, El Shaddai. El Shaddai is the name of God. It's used about 7 times in the Bible. Yahweh is used about 6,500 times in the Bible. But El Shaddai means Lord God Almighty. Another name of God was Adonai. We also sing about that. And that means Lord and Master. So there were many times the people of God called on Adonai, meaning Lord and Master. Jehovah is a name that God is often called. Jehovah, and then there would be another part of that name or something added to that name, like Jehovah Jireh means the Lord will provide. But Jehovah is a name of God. The Word of God talks about in Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6, the Word of God says, "His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." Now, you take any one of those, and that is His name. He is the Everlasting Father. When we begin our prayer that we pray every time we come together, we begin by saying, "Our Father, which art in heaven." Well, that Father, that's His name. That's His position. That's our relationship. He's our Heavenly Father. And the Bible says, "Hallowed be Thy name." Let me tell you something, brethren. You better not be using the name of God in a slanderous or in an offhanded way. We'll be looking at that in a few minutes. But I just want you to know that the name of God, of course, the name of God that is above every name, the name of God that we look to today, the name of God we call on today the most, is Jesus. That is the name of God. And so we call on His name. We ought to be meditating on the name of the Lord. We ought to be thinking about the name of the Lord. The name of the Lord ought to be in our minds all the time. Every time you're in trouble, you need to call on the name of the Lord. Every time you need help, every time you're tempted, you need to call on the name of the Lord. Call on Jesus. Jesus is able to help you no matter what your troubles or what your problems are. You need to call on the name of the Lord. Call His name. I meditated just on the name Jesus a lot this week. Came up with a lot of different words for each of the letters in His name. For example, I thought about Jesus, J-E-S-U-S. And I thought about the J would be for Jesus. Jesus, eternal Savior, understander, or understands and strengthens. He's my Savior. He understands and He strengthens. J-E-S-U-S. And just meditate and think about the name of Jesus. It's a name above every name, even on the names of God. Jesus is the best name. Now, people began to call on the name of the Lord. When you think about people calling on the name of the Lord, what comes to your mind when you think about somebody calling on the name of the Lord? Prayer. I think most of the time that's what we think about, and I think most of the time in the Scriptures that's what it's talking about. Whether it's calling on the name of the Lord in prayer of praise and worship, that's calling on the name of the Lord. We should have, before we came into the house of God today, we should have been calling on the name of the Lord, saying, Lord, we love You. We want to worship You. Help us today. That's what Peter said when he was beginning to sink. He said, Lord, save us. Save us. He needed to be saved. He didn't need Jesus to die on the cross right then. What he needed right then was somebody to help him out of the trouble he was in. I think most of the time that I call on the name of the Lord, the most of the times that I call fervently on the name of the Lord are times when I need Him the most. I need His help. And the more that I realize how weak I am, and the more I realize how much I need God, and I know God is omnipotent, the more I'm going to be calling on His name. Every day when I get up, I need to call on the name of the Lord. I need to call on His name, and I need to thank my Father. I need to thank my Lord Jesus. I need to thank God for sparing me and my family through the night. I need to thank God for all the ways that He's going to help me that day. Whether you realize it or not, God is the one that spared you through last night and your family. And God is the one who enabled you to be in the house of the Lord today. I know that we have all these here from the nursing home, and I know that they know that without God's help, they would not be able to be here. But I want everybody here to know it doesn't matter how young or old you are, doesn't matter what your condition is physically, if God had not been with you, if God had not helped you, you would not be here today. The Lord is our helper. We need to lift up our eyes to the Lord. We need to call on the name of the Lord. Lift up our eyes unto the hills from whence cometh our help, and call on the name of the Lord. Jesus, I need You. So men began in Genesis 4 and verse 26, the Word of God says, then began men to call on the name of the Lord. I think it's wonderful to just go right back to the first time that we have a record that men began to call on the name of the Lord. As we go through the Bible, we're in Genesis chapter 4 right here. Who is the next great man of God that we read about in the book of Genesis? Well, we read about Noah in chapter 6, and Noah called on the name of the Lord. And then who's the next great man of God that we read about in the book of Genesis? We read about Abraham. Abraham was a great man of God, and the Bible repeatedly says that whatever Abraham was doing, if he went to worship, when he went to worship, he called on the name of the Lord. And whenever he would be in trouble, he would call on the name of the Lord. And whatever he was doing, he was calling on the name of the Lord. Hallowed be Thy name. Don't use it casually, but every day you need to call on the name of the Lord. So Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the great saints of God, they've always called on the name of the Lord. It's not something new in the New Testament where God all of a sudden started saying, call on the name of the Lord. They've always called. God's people have always been calling on the name of the Lord. And because God taught them to call on the name of the Lord, and because they were regularly calling on the name of the Lord, when you get to Mount Sinai and the Ten Commandments are given, God was warning them that when you call on the name of the Lord, you better be careful about using the name of the Lord. Turning your Bibles to Exodus. Exodus chapter 20. And I wish we had about 3 weeks and I would, where you could just sit here nonstop for 3 weeks, because I would love to preach all the way through the Bible. I would love to preach out of every chapter of the Bible about calling on the name of the Lord, because it's all the way through the Bible. We don't have time to do that, but Lord willing, today we're going to go from Genesis to Revelation, looking at calling on the name of the Lord. Calling on the name of the Lord. Using the name of the Lord. The importance of the name of the Lord. In Exodus chapter 20, as we come to Mount Sinai, and God begins to give the Ten Commandments, we come down to verse 7. Exodus chapter 20 and verse 7, the Word of God says, "Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain." Now, there are 2 points here. Number one, you are to call on the name of the Lord. You're to concentrate on the name of the Lord. You're to think about the name of the Lord. But sometimes when we do a lot of something, we tend to lose respect for it. Sometimes when we call on the name of the Lord a lot, sometimes the name of the Lord begins to lose its reverence. Psalm 111 and verse 9 says, "Holy and reverend is his name." And let me say this, that's the only time the word reverend is ever used in the Bible. It's Psalm 111 and verse 9. It does not say you're to ever call me reverend. In fact, I'm telling you, don't you ever call a man reverend. The Bible says holy and reverend is God's name. And first of all, you need to elevate his name in your heart and in your mind. You need to be praising his name. You need to give glory to the name of the Lord. You need to know that his name, God's name, is holy and reverend. Therefore, he's warning us now, after he's taught us, you need to call on the name of the Lord. You need to think on the name of the Lord. Now he says, now, warning, don't you take the name of the Lord in vain. My grandmother, Mims, she would often say, "Oh, Lord." You know, she would be at the kitchen washing dishes and drop a dish, and she would say, "Oh, Lord." And my daddy would get so upset. He would say, "Mama, you just use the name of the Lord in vain." Now, sometimes we think that using the name of the Lord in vain means that you're cursing and use God's name in vain. I believe any time any name of the Lord comes out of your mouth, and you're not thinking about God and reverencing that name, you're using the name of the Lord in vain. You might be so proud that you pray every time, or that you say a blessing every time you have a meal, but I'm telling you that if you're praying those prayers and you're not thinking about the name of the Lord, and you're just saying some words, and you say, "Thank you for this food we're about to receive, bless it in the name of Jesus, amen." And we sit down and close out that prayer, and we haven't thought about the blessed, holy, reverend name we've just used. That's using the name of the Lord in vain. So praying is right. Praying is good. And you are to ask these blessings in the name of Jesus. But you better be thinking about what you're saying every time his name comes out of your mouth. When you sing songs, you better be thinking about what's coming out of your mouth. Or else you can be singing songs and actually be taking the name of the Lord in vain repeatedly while you're singing. The name of the Lord needs to be called on. The name of the Lord needs to be thought about. The name of the Lord needs to be holy and reverend in our minds and in our hearts. Call on the name of the Lord. You need him, and he can help you. And you need to call on his name. Go with me in your Bibles to 1 Samuel chapter 17. We'll read about David. We've already mentioned Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and some of the great patriarchs of the Old Testament, and how they all called on the name of the Lord because they needed God's help, and they wanted to worship God, and they wanted to praise God and acknowledge they need God's help. Now we come to David in 1 Samuel chapter 17. You remember how when David was going out against that giant Goliath, and Goliath mocked David and made fun of David, because David came to him. He didn't have on armor. He didn't have a shield. All he had was a sling and 5 smooth stones. And he went out to meet the giant, Goliath. When he went out to meet that giant, here's what the giant said to David in 1 Samuel chapter 17. Look, please, beginning in verse 43. And the Philistine, that's Goliath, said unto David, Am I a dog that thou comest to me with staves? And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. Are there a lot of different gods in this world today? Have there always been a lot of different little G-O-D-S? Yes. And if you'll look at yourself real closely, you'll find a few bad gods in your life. You need to get rid of those gods. So he cursed David by his gods. Verse 44 says, And the Philistine said to David, Come to me, and I will give thy flesh unto the fowls of the air and to the beasts of the field. Verse 45 says, Then said David to the Philistine, Thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. Listen, brethren, when David went out, he found that there was great power in the name of the Lord. Whatever you do, you need to do it heartily as unto the Lord. Wherever you go, you need the Lord's help. You need to go forth from this building today. You need to go forth in the name of the Lord. Everything you face in your life this coming week, I ask you to do what David did right here as he went against this giant. You need to go in the name of the Lord. You need to know that without God's help, you're going to fall and fail. And that with God's help, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. My hope and my prayer, my desire is that we would realize the importance of us going everywhere we go and in everything we do, we would do it in the name of the Lord. Now, after David has done it right here, and of course he had done it when he fought the lion and the bear too, but he had done it many other times in his life. But I want you to go to 2 Samuel because I want you to notice in 2 Samuel chapter 22, I want you to listen to what David says here as David is speaking unto the Lord and singing unto the Lord and worshiping God. Here's part of the song that he sang as he sang to the Lord and as he worshiped God. And he was also teaching people by this song. And we're learning today, still learning, because of this song that David wrote. And here's what David said in 2 Samuel chapter 22, beginning in verse 4. 2 Samuel chapter 22, beginning in verse 4, the Word of God says, and this is part of David's song. David says, I will call on the Lord. Hear that? Call on the Lord. Just stop and answer this question. Was he calling on the name of the Lord so he'd go to heaven when he died? Was Abraham calling on the name of the Lord so he'd go to heaven when he died? Brethren, you just don't find. I want you to know we need to call on the name of the Lord every day. And so David in this song says, I will call on the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved. Oh, is he going to get saved by calling on the name of the Lord? Y-E-S. And you'll be saved by calling on the name of the Lord. And Peter was saved when he was about to drown by calling on the name of the Lord. And you'll go down and you'll perish if you don't call on the name of the Lord. So in this psalm, David says, I will call on the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. Now listen to what he says God does to the enemies. Verse 5, he says, When the waves of death compassed me, the floods of ungodly men made me afraid. Did he get afraid? What's a good verse for when you get afraid? What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. Are you going to get afraid sometime? If you don't think you ever get afraid, you're going to experience something pretty quickly that you're going to realize, yes, I am afraid. You think you can handle everything? Fasten your seatbelt. You're going to face some things in this life you can't handle. You'll go all to pieces without God's help in your life. You need to know and learn that calling on the name of the Lord does save God's people. He says, Verse 5, when the waves of death compassed me, the floods of ungodly men made me afraid. The sorrows of hell compassed me. Was he talking about eternal hell? Absolutely not. The sorrows of hell compassed me about. The snares of death prevented me. In my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried to my God. And he did hear my voice out of his temple, and my cry did enter into his ears. What was he doing? He was crying unto the Lord. He called on the name of the Lord. Did God save him? Absolutely. Sometimes we have a lot of trouble in our lives because we try to handle things ourselves. Have you ever tried to walk in your own strength? Have you ever tried to face the problems of life? Have you ever tried to overcome Satan by yourself? You know who always wins when you try to overcome Satan by yourself? Satan will win every time. You cannot by yourself, you cannot defeat the devil. You cannot by yourself, you cannot resist the devil. You need to call on the name of the Lord. Every time you face temptation, every time you're depressed, every time you're discouraged, every time you have trouble, call on the name of the Lord. Go with me very quickly in your Bibles to Isaiah chapter 55 and verse 6. Listen carefully. Isaiah 55 and verse 6. We're just kind of hitting some high spots as we're going through the Bible about calling on the name of the Lord. Just to establish that this is not some New Testament truth that just started to happen. It's something that all ages of the world, God's people, have been calling on the name of the Lord. In Isaiah chapter 55 and verse 6, listen to the scripture. Isaiah, by inspiration of God, in Isaiah 55 and verse 6, Isaiah says, "Seek ye the Lord while he may be found." Can you sometimes seek the Lord and not find him? Brethren, Job experienced that. Job said, "I go forward and I go backward. I go to the left and the right. I look all around me. I know God's working, but I cannot find him." Have you ever been lost? By the way, the only time the word lost is used in the Bible is not in reference to people who are going to die and go to hell. The people that are lost are God's children that have gotten away from the Lord. They get lost. You ever been lost? That songwriter says, "I once was lost, and I didn't find my way, brethren. I once was lost and now found." I was found by God. Every time I've ever gone astray, every time I've ever been lost, just like that prodigal son that left his father's house and the father said, "This my son was lost." Was he always a son? If he had died in the hog pen, would he still been his father's son? Absolutely. "This my son was lost and is found." So when you get lost, what's a child do when a child gets lost in a story? Any of you ever had your child get lost? What are they going to do? You know what you're going to do? Yeah, you'd holler, "Daddy, help." Listen, brethren, I get lost a lot of times in this world. I have to call on the name of the Lord. I'm lost. Help me. I need help. I'm weak. I need help. If you've ever been so sick you couldn't put one foot in front of another one, you know what it is to be so weak that you need to cry out, "Help! Help!" And in all of our lives, spiritually, we experience those things repeatedly where we need to call on the name of the Lord. In Isaiah 55 and verse 6, the Word of God says, "Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near." Call ye upon him. You hear that second part of that verse? Call ye upon him while he is near. You need to call. Don't get far away from God and just keep running and running. When you realize that you're away from God, sit down, stop everything, and call on the name of the Lord right then. Call on the name of the Lord. Call on the name of the Lord while he is near. Call on the name of the Lord while he may be found. Now, go to Malachi very quickly. Look in your Bibles. We've got to go through the New Testament too, and we may have to jump to Revelation, but I want to stop in Malachi because this is one of the most beautiful expressions found in God's Word. In Malachi chapter 3, Malachi, and please follow this. Listen carefully. We won't go any further. We'll just stop right here, but listen. I want you to get Malachi 3. It's very, 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 very important. Malachi chapter 3, verses 16, 17, and 18. Then we'll get to the New Testament if the Lord blesses us maybe tonight. Malachi chapter 3, verses 16, 17, and 18. The Word of God says, "Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before him for them that," and there's two things that got their name in the book of remembrance, "them that feared the Lord and that," what are the next four words? thought upon his name. Thought upon his name. Yahweh, Adonai, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Think about that name. Something about that name. Something about all the names of God. His name is precious. His name is wonderful. Those that thought upon his name. There was a book of remembrance written. Those that feared God and those that thought upon his name. If you're not thinking upon his name, and I'm going to tell you, brethren, until the past week or two in studying this subject, I will have to admit that me thinking upon the name of the Lord has probably been 10 times as much in the past 2 weeks as it was any week before that. I call on the name of the Lord. I pray a lot. But just thinking on his name, just think about his name. You know where it ought to be? It ought to be in your mind all the time. In fact, I'm just going to give you a hint. In the book of Revelation, when it talks about those in the kingdom of heaven, it says God's name is in their foreheads. Now, the mark of the beast is on other people's forehead, but the seal of God is in the forehead. You know what's right inside your forehead? It's your thought process, and your memory is right there in the front part, the frontal lobe of your brain, thinking upon his name. Verse 17 says, and they shall be mine. Who's going to be his? Who is it that God's going to testify? He's mine. Those that fear the Lord and think upon his name. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. You know what these people do? They fear God. They think upon his name. And what's the third thing now he brings in? They serve him. Verse 18 says, then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked. Now, who are the righteous? Between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. May God help us to think on his name. Fear the Lord, think on his name, and serve him. May God help us to do it because of what God has done for us and what God will do for us when we follow his word. May God help us to think about the importance of the name of the Lord and the importance of us calling on the name of the Lord every day is my prayer for Christ's sake.